Good morning. It's cloudy skies and 71 degrees. Periods of showers and thunderstorms today. Patchy fog later on this morning and a high near 91. Looking at tonight's forecast, mostly clear skies, low near 70. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high near 92. Monday's forecast, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast again, high near 88. Then looking ahead into next Tuesday, partly sunny skies and a high near 86. Again, Atlantic, we do have a temperature reading under cloudy sky at 71 degrees and receiving 1.03 inches of rainfall in the rain gauge here at your official weather station through 7 o'clock this morning. Inquiry by officials at the Atlantic Community School District on to how to best provide for a child with special needs resulted in an investigation that led to the arrest of the child's mother. Cass County Attorney Dan Weissner revealed on that during a 20-minute news conference Friday afternoon in Atlantic.
The Atlantic Police Department, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Department of Human Services, and Cass County Attorney's Office have spent nearly the last 24 hours investigating a matter of child abuse and other possible criminal matters. In the early hours of this morning, the Atlantic Police Department did place under arrest Letha Slauson, age 30. The initial charge at this point was one single count of felony child endangerment. In the hours since that time, an additional charge has been placed against her for distribution of drugs to a child under the age of 18. That's a Class B felony in the state of Iowa.
Feistner said Lawson is accused of distributing cannabis oil to her 4-year-old daughter, Riley. Letha Slauson told the community of Atlantic her daughter was diagnosed last fall with terminal metastatic colorectal cancer. Medical condition, as it turns out, was a hoax.
We are confident, at least from the information we've received, that the child in question, who this fundraiser was about, was not suffering from a life-threatening terminal maladies or cancer, as was purported by her mother. That's been through medical cooperation from individuals involved, Department of Human Services, as well as investigation and interviews of the mother.
Numerous fundraising efforts were initiated to help the family with their medical and travel costs and help Riley attain her dream of visiting Disney World. Feistner said that thousands of dollars had been raised for the family, but the exact amount is not known. Two websites established for the girl, however, have totaled that over $7,600 in donations.
At this point, the investigation continues. It's ongoing in nature. We cannot give you specifics as to what, if any, additional charges there may be. It's believed, just based on preliminary investigations, that Ms. Slauson, Letha Slauson, is the only individual to have believed to have perpetuated this, at least of the two parents involved. The father currently has the children in his care, custody, and control. The Iowa Department of Human Services has been notified and has been involved. The father's been cooperating.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green suggested citizens no longer donate to the Super Riley Fund established for the little girl, but they should stop contributing to other legitimate causes.
I'm proud to be part of this community. This isn't the first time this community has stepped up for people. We do it for everybody. And I don't think the hearts of the people of this community are going to be hardened by it. I think everybody's hurt right now, but everybody's going to heal.
Did you donate?
I did. Matter of fact, my wife had cancer last year, and so we're pretty invested in the situation.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese issued a statement Friday afternoon with regard to the developments of the case of the young girl allegedly being treated for cancer and the arrest of her mother for making the whole thing up. On the Atlantic Fire Department's Facebook page, McNeese says the Atlantic Fire Department is saddened to hear the events surrounding the family of Super Riley. This is now a family and legal matter. Riley was made an honorary member of our department because of her desire to become a firefighter someday and our desire to make her dream come true. Under the current circumstances, she needs our support more than ever and will remain an honorary member, and we wish her nothing but the best in her future. Four people were transported to hospitals in Atlantic and Omaha after an SUV and a pickup truck collided Friday morning west of Griswold. In an update to an earlier story, KETV in Omaha reports two of the victims were taken by medical helicopter to an Omaha hospital, while the other two were taken by ambulance to an Atlantic hospital. No names have been released as of early Friday afternoon. Authorities say a Cadillac Escalade and a Chevy S10 collided, with both vehicles ending up in a nearby ditch. Emergency crews from Griswold and Carson responded to the call, along with medevac ambulance of Atlantic. The accident happened along Highway 92 at around 10:25 Friday morning near the intersection with 500th Street. The roadway in the area was closed to traffic for about an hour following the crash. Two of the victims were trapped in one of the vehicles and had to be extricated by mechanical means. The accident remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak arrested a local man Friday afternoon following a disturbance at the Montgomery County Hospital. Authorities say 24-year-old Eric Allen Bensadel of Red Oak was taken into custody just before 1 o'clock on the charge of disorderly conduct. Bond was set at $300. Red Oak Police Department assisted at the scene by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. A report in the Omaha World Herald says the Iowa Public Information Board on Thursday accepted a third complaint against the Red Oak Community School District. Margaret Stoldorf filed a complaint on July 6th, saying the agenda for the June 30th school board meeting was too vague and a typical citizen would not have understood the personnel action before the board. In response, the district cited interviews given by the Daily Nonpareil in Council Bluffs and KMA Radio based in Shenandoah to make the public aware of the topic the board will be meeting on. But Public Information Board Executive Director Keith Luchtel wrote in a letter that notifying media outlets did not waive requirements for agendas to state agencies as other pending complaints against the Red Oak District from former Principal Jed Sherman and District Resident Don Rogerson. Stoldorf's concerns will be brought forward to seek an informal resolution with the school district. The other two complaints are being reviewed by agency staff, which will present a formal report to the board later. The board will then decide whether it finds probable cause that violations of the state's open meetings law had occurred. If the board finds probable cause, it could choose to file charges, which would lead to fines up to $1,500 for each school board member for each violation. In all three cases, the Red Oak District has said that it has met obligations under the Iowa law. Two people were arrested this week in Mills County on theft charges. Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Jeffrey Dennis Anderson of Pacific Junction was arrested Thursday afternoon on a warrant for second-degree theft. His bond set at $5,000. Late Wednesday night, 37-year-old Christopher Ray Ball of Glenwood was arrested for fifth-degree theft. Bond set at $100. The Iowa Economic Development Authority on Friday awarded direct financial assistance and tax benefits to six companies for job creation and expansion projects. The awards will assist in the creation of 184 jobs and will result in $30 million in new capital investment for the state. Additionally, one project was approved for startup funding. The board approved assistance for planned or proposed projects located in Burlington, Carter Lake, Davenport, Iowa Falls, Marion, Olwine, and Waukee. Governor Terry Branstad is blaming the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for recent layoffs at Deere & Company. Deere announced last week that over 100 people would be laid off indefinitely from its plant in Ankeny. Then Friday, Deere announced 460 people would be laid off at its tractor factory in Waterloo. Deere cited falling commodity prices as the primary cause for its drop in farm equipment sales. During an appearance in Lamar's on Friday, Branstad blamed the drop in corn prices on EPA's proposal to lower the renewable fuel standard. Branstad has been criticizing the EPA for proposing a rollback of the amount of corn-based ethanol that must be blended into gasoline this year. EPA has not made that new renewable fuel standard level final. However, Branstad says that uncertainty is not helping either. Deere expects farm equipment sales to drop 10% this year. The company has laid off workers at its East Moline plant, which makes combines, as well as the tractor plant in Waterloo. The plant in Ankeny makes cotton pickers and other farm machinery like tillers and also grain drillers. State Historical Society of Iowa has announced its preservation awards of merit as the E.E. Warren Opera House and Warren Cultural Center was awarded based on its outstanding preservation of the large historic preservation project using state historic preservation and cultural entertainment tax credit program incentives. A group of dedicated residents worked together to not only raise the funds for the rehabilitation, but also develop a sustainable business model that other small towns may replicate. The project accomplished the rehabilitation of three buildings into a complex known as the Warren Cultural Center, with a rear addition constructed to provide for code-compliant access, egress, and modern amenities. For the purposes of the award, large projects are defined as those having projects totaled qualified cost of more than $500,000. KJAN News Time is 9:10. Funeral services for Alice Mendenhall will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Barbara Lee Vanderberg, 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Barbara Vanderberg will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care, who also has the arrangements. Virgil Schmidt, 75, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Virgil Schmidt will be Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. James Sheeler, 85, of Sedalia, Missouri, formerly of Dare County, died Tuesday at his home. Graveside services for James Sheeler will be held 1 o'clock Monday at the Garner Cemetery, rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Norma Arlene Blatt, 88, of Avoca, died Friday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Norma Blatt will be held 10 o'clock Tuesday at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Visitation will be at the funeral home from 5 until 8 p.m. on Monday. Luana M. Beidelman, 97, of Panora, died Thursday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center in Panora. Funeral services for Luana Beidelman will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. Lowell Opperly, 90, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Lowell Opperly will be Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lois M. White, 94, of Iowa City, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lois M. White are pending at the Lansing Funeral and Cremation Service in Iowa City, who also has the arrangements. KJN News Time is 9:13.